It's Five Live Breakfast. Good morning. It's 13 minutes to seven now, and it is 10 years today since the first Briton travelled to Switzerland for an assisted suicide at the Dignitas organisation. Around 200 have travelled there since, including 35 this year alone. So how have attitudes to assisted dying changed over the past decade? Jo Cartwright is from Dignity in Dying. Morning, Jo.
Morning.
And Dr. Peter Saunders is the campaign director of Care Not Killing. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Jo, let's start with you. Your organisation obviously supports assisted suicide. What do you think has changed over the past decade? Is assisted suicide an idea that has gained wider acceptance in our society?
I don't think so. I think 10 years ago, people would have been just as sympathetic to dying adults wanting the choice of an assisted death if their suffering becomes unbearable. But I think as a society, we've become more open to talking about it, and people are more aware that travelling abroad to die is an option if they are physically able to travel and have the funds. But, you know, people are as aware that we really need to change the law in this country to allow dying adults the choice of an assisted death.
Have we seen an increase in the number of people going to the Dignitas clinic over the last 10 years?
We have. Unfortunately, this year, numbers are higher than they've ever been before. So it looks like if the numbers continue as they have done this year, that we'll see double the numbers of assisted deaths of British people at Dignitas this year than we did last year. The numbers are still very small. It's 35 so far this year, but yes, they are on the increase.
There's no major signal from this government, though, that we will see a change in the law to embrace assisted suicide. And what about the concerns that there are still in many people's minds that a change in the law would leave the already vulnerable even more vulnerable?
Well, I think this shows that people are going to take these decisions, and that people are vulnerable now, actually, without a change in the law, because there are no upfront safeguards. So these 35 people have travelled abroad to be assisted to die without potentially ever talking to their doctors about why they wanted to die, and sometimes without talking to their family members. And if we had a change in the law to allow assisted dying in this country, then those safeguards would be in place before the person died, rather than at the current time when these deaths are looked at after the person's already died and nothing can be done to try and make their lives more bearable.
Let's bring in Dr. Peter Saunders now from Care Not Killing. What do you think? How do you think public perception of this has moved on in the last 10 years? Do you think there is a greater... Well, people are talking about assisted suicide a lot more, I guess, in a way that they weren't 10 years ago.
Well, I think they're talking about it because every time there is a case going to Dignitas, the British media gives huge publicity to it. But the numbers haven't... Apart from this year, we don't know whether it's a blip or part of a trend, but since 2006, there's been between 20 and 30 people per year who've gone to Dignitas. And this is really just, it's a tiny fraction of the 550,000 natural deaths that occur in Britain every year, or even of the number of suicides. And it's a very, very small number compared to the 1,200 deaths we'd get a year with an Oregon-type law, and the 13,000 deaths, according to the House of Lords, that we'd get with a Dutch-type law.
And explain briefly what those two laws are.
Well, Oregon allows assisted suicide for people mentally competent, terminally ill people with less than 6 months to live. In the Netherlands, both assisted suicide and euthanasia are legal. Public opinion hasn't changed despite this. The polls are at a similar rate. Two-thirds of doctors are still opposed. We've had three attempts to change the law in British parliaments, two in the House of Lords, one in Scotland over the last 6 years. All have been defeated by big majorities. Recent poll of MPs shows, just last month showed that more than 7 out of 10 would not back a change in the law to allow assisted suicide. And the point is that whenever this is debated in parliaments, and that people look at the arguments, they decide that for public safety reasons, it's not a good idea to go down this route. In the US, we often hear about Oregon and Washington, but there have been over 120 attempts to legalize assisted suicide through US states in the last 15 years, and every single one of them has failed. It's only when there's a referendum that it's got through in those two states.
Briefly then, back to Jo Cartwright, time may have marched on, but it would appear from Dr. Peter Saunders' arguments there that public opinion hasn't really shifted on this one.
No, because 80% of the public have consistently supported a change in the law for decades, so that's why public opinion hasn't moved on. And as he highlighted there, I think MPs and decision makers are out of touch with what the public wants, and if we were to have a referendum, we almost certainly would legalise assisted dying, and Oregon shows that that can be done safely and that it can provide both choice and protection for people who are suffering at the end of their lives.
Jo Cartwright from Dignity in Dying and Dr. Peter Saunders, the campaign director for Care Not Killing. Thank you both very much for joining.